This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. New York police have arrested a suspect accused of shooting 10 people on a packed subway car, authorities said Wednesday, following a day-long manhunt for the fugitive gunman. Police had identified 62-year-old Frank James as the suspected gunman who detonated two smoke canisters as the train was pulling into a Brooklyn station before firing 33 shots into the crowd. James was spotted by officers on a Manhattan street and arrested, said New York Police Department Commissioner Keechan Sewell. He was taken into custody without incident and will be charged over Tuesday's attack, she added. No one was killed in the attack, which also left 13 others injured as they scrambled to get out of the station or suffered smoke inhalation. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. The presidents of Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia arrived in Kiev on Wednesday to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, adding to a procession of European leaders pledging backing for Ukraine against Russia's invasion. European politicians have flocked by train to the Ukrainian capital since Russian forces withdrew from the country's north in the face of strong Ukrainian resistance earlier this month. The meeting was to focus on ways to assist civilians and the military in Ukraine, said a spokesperson for Estonia's president, as well as with investigations into allegations of Russian war crimes, which Moscow has denied. Before meeting Zelensky, the four presidents visited Borodyanka, northwest of Kiev, and there the Lithuanian president said, quote, "It's difficult to express in words what we saw there and how cruel in this Russian regime. I just cannot compare it even with Nazis." This is VOA News. After Russia's withdrawal from the area around Kiev and Ukraine, residents have begun coming home, at least to what's left, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In Irpin, police are still walking through near-empty buildings looking for bodies and mines. Oksana Liuka cleared broken glass from her living room floor, using work gloves to carry pieces as large as dinner plates.
We feel just empty because all of us, we have like peace of heart here. It's our houses, so I felt terrible, actually. Especially when I saw from outside my apartment, my building, it's very hard to see.
Now people are showing up again in Irpin to look at what they left behind.
Our main problem now, it's Russians still in our country, so we have to win war, and then we will decide.
Liuka says houses and property are not the most important thing.
People are suffering, people are dying, and this is the main problem for now.
I'm Ed Donahue.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa pledged on Wednesday to help the victims of devastating East Coast floods as the death toll rose to 259 from heavy rains that washed out roads and disrupted shipping in one of Africa's busiest ports. Ramaphosa visited families who had lost loved ones, including a family with four children, after floods and mudslides ravaged their homes on Tuesday. Africa's southeast coast is on the front line of a seaborne weather system that scientists believe global warming is making nastier and predict will get far worse in decades to come. South Africa's northern neighbor, Mozambique, has suffered a series of devastating floods over the past decade, including one last month that killed more than 50 people. A top Nigerian government official said Wednesday armed gangs attacking remote communities in Nigeria's troubled northwest are now working with extremist rebels who have waged a decade-long insurgencies in the country's northeast. The gunmen and the Islamist rebels are in a, quote, unholy handshake. That's a quote from Nigeria's Minister of Information, confirming for the first time a collaboration that security analysts have warned of. The result of the alliance is the recent deadly train attack near Abuja, Nigeria's capital, said the minister. Recapping our top story, New York police have arrested a suspect accused of shooting 10 people on a packed subway car, authorities said Wednesday, following a day-long manhunt for the fugitive gunman. Police had identified 62-year-old Frank James as the suspected gunman who detonated two smoke canisters as the train was pulling into a Brooklyn station before firing 33 shots into the crowd. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.